You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill. Hi. Let's start with something really strange this week, and it's Boris Johnson. Well, I'm not saying he's strange. I'm not saying he's not. This is how he cost Britain £300,000. What he did, he decided in 2015, actually decided before that, but we wouldn't let him, he decided to buy a load of water cannon. Now, water cannon are illegal in Britain. Bear that in mind for a second. And it's basically a bit like a tank on the back of a big four-wheel drive vehicle full of water with a cannon on top, but the cannon fires water. That's why we call them water cannons. And then if you've got riots, you could spray people with water. Now, bear in mind, British police generally aren't armed and there's not that sort of much call for these things. In 2011, there were some problems in London, and so Boris decided to buy these cannon. They're quite expensive machines, but he's just sold them. Well, he hasn't. The government sold them after storing them for years. First of all, he kept trying to buy them, and people kept saying, "You can't, Boris, they're illegal." Anyway, he went ahead and bought them, and I've just seen the prices of what he paid out. In total, it cost £322,000 to buy these three water cannons. Now, you'll like this. That was the second-hand price, so they were like over £100,000 each. But he had to spend some money in that to make them compliant, really, and make them right. So what sort of things did he need for that? A water cannon is a water cannon, one would have thought. Well, first of all, in central London, there's what's called a low-emission zone. This is for diesel fumes and things. And you have to comply with that, otherwise you can't bring diesel lorries, vehicles into central London. And this water cannon didn't do that, so he had to spend £32,004. I love it when the government gives the exact money. So £32,004 to make them comply with the emission zone in central London. Now, clearly, you've got these people rioting on the streets, and what you don't want is more people rioting, because the riot vehicles that are brought in, which are the water cannon, are emitting toxic diesel fumes. And perhaps more people would riot. So obviously that was £32,004 well spent. Now, they had to be repainted. This cost £19,035. Why do they have to be repainted? Presumably so people would know that it was a water cannon run by the police. So they'd paint sort of black and yellow checkered stripes around them and the word police in English in big letters around them. That way, if you were rioting, this vehicle came down, you would know that it wasn't necessarily on your side. It was a police vehicle, and the thousands of gallons of water spraying out all over you are there by the police, and therefore you shouldn't be naughty and you should respect the police and do so. So obviously £19,035 for painting. Now, I said there were signs on the outside. Yeah, the signs said police. These signs cost £3,109. Now, don't mind you, I'd done it for, what, $50? Paintbrush? Bit of red paint or white paint or dead glow orange, I don't know. £3,109 to put the signs on saying police. It gets better. There was another £970 spent. Now, I accept that this was absolutely crucial, right? These vehicles needed to have CD players so the police inside operating the water cannon could listen to their favourite music while they're spraying the protesters. I know that says more about the laid-back approach of the British police or more about Boris. But yes, he spent £970 fitting CD players in these things. Now, this, as I say, came to £322,000 in total for these three second-hand used illegal water cannons. And they've been hidden for the last few years and nobody knew where they were, but the BBC found them in a secret place down near Greenwich in south-east London. And they couldn't get near them, so they flew a drone across and they could see them. And there's all the police there trying to hide them because they were embarrassed. I'm not really surprised. Anyway, the good news is they've been sold. A firm in Nottinghamshire has bought them. And they paid £11,000. Now, I'll tell you again, he spent £320,000 to actually get these and refurbishing them and paint them and put the signs on and add the CD players. I sold them for £11,000, and this company is actually going to strip them down for parts and send them back to Germany from whence they came. Well done, Boris.
Thank you for listening to Talking About Business with Alan Hill. Don't forget to download my free daily newsletter at mynewsletter.online. That's mynewsletter.online.